Another day has come and gone, and another helping of Athletic Greens has been ingested by me.
Me too.
You can see the glow. Look at the glow in my face.
Oh, you are glowing.
I mean glowing.
Too.
I'm matching my shirt, which is a nice salmon color. Why? Well, because with one scoop of 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, aptogens, all of that, that's how I start my day.
Me
and
too.
Then I just glow from there.
I guzzle, guzzle, guzzle. One scoop, shake, and down. Boom. And this is not just the laser that I have used on my face. I am shiny because of Athletic Greens.
Athletic Greens was created when the founder experienced a ton of gut health issues. I'm glad we met him after all that and ended up on a complicated supplement routine to recover. Cost him $100 a day. That is not at all what any of this is about. It costs you less than $3 a day, and you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. So right now, it's time to reclaim your health and do it with Daddy Issues. They're going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/daddyissues, athleticgreens.com/daddyissues, and take ownership of your health.
Audio.
There he is. Wow, looking all tan and fresh.
Where?
Look, he's here. All right, me and Josh will go so that you guys can go. Joe looks so tan.
I don't want Josh to go yet.
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Because I'm going to read his mind right now.
I've already read it. I did it.
Yeah, I think Oliver beat you to that.
So what Josh is thinking is, here's Joe, Mr. Television. Here's Oliver, two people in the media.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is it for these assholes to bring their Zoom recorders? And now I have to try to make the audio sound good off AirPods and phones and iPads instead of Zoom recordings and what have you. Am I correct on that, Josh?
Yeah, pretty much. I try to be a little bit more polite when I say those things out loud, but in my head, yes, that's just, it's just a constant stream of profanities.
But he made a good point when he said that we just need to tell the audience that, you know, you are in a certain situation, and I am in a certain situation. I'm in my trailer. I'm in between takes for the most part, and we didn't have our stuff. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. It's guerrilla style. You know, we're in the trenches, and yet we still try to bring, you know, all three people content.
Yeah, but what I think the next level is, Josh would like to say out loud. I realize you're in your trailer, Oliver, and I realize you're in a hotel room playing a golf event in Tahoe, Joe, but how hard is it to plan ahead? And that's, I think, where we drop the ball, Oliver. We may be in, you know, certain situations, but it's really not that hard to throw a little Zoom recorder into your bag, is
yes.
what now, Josh is thinking.
I thought I had mine in my backpack, and I didn't. So that is no excuse. I still don't have one. It just is what it is. And if Josh needs to go cry about it and talk to his birds, then that's what he's got to do. He's just got to deal with it.
It's been a month, basically, since you and I have talked, Oliver, at least publicly.
I know. It's crazy. It's been the go, go, go. The summer, getting to Colorado, driving all the kids to Colorado, immediately getting on a plane to go to Albuquerque, getting right on another plane to come home, then back again. It's been a bit of a whirlwind for me, but I'm happy to hear your voice. I'm happy to talk to you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and some things have happened since we last spoke.
Natalie, my daughter,
did a great job on the podcast. That's one.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about you and Michelle splitting up.
Yeah. And two, the New York Post yet again grabs something you say regarding your sister and her topless post, and mentions all the projects that you're involved in except Daddy Issues.
Is that true?
I feel like there were some things in there, like, you know, your show on Fox and unconsciously, ceremoniously, serendipitously coupled and sibling revelry. But no daddy issues. It's like it doesn't exist. I mean, and we're not going there. We're not.
No,
fans, do not fret. We're not going. Everybody in Iran, we're not going there.
No, no. I can't help but. I don't know what they're going to write. You know what I mean? Actually, I know what you're talking about. That particular comment, those four letters, got picked up by the press more than anything I've done. Like Glamour Magazine, People Magazine, like all of them.
Hustler, We, Hustler. Cherry, all those. It was a naked picture, a topless picture of your sister that she posted herself with her hair coming down over her frontal parts, and all you put was nope.
Yeah, I just said nope. That was enough.
But somebody just recently, and that's a great, I mean, it's your sister. Somebody recently had something, some public figure, and the sister put something up similar. And the brother was like, damn, you look hot. Or, you know, with like love, like the emoji with the hearts over the eyes. And they got shredded for that, which I guess is probably normal.
Yeah.
To be shredded.
I mean, first of all, yeah. I mean, if I was like, ooh, Kate, you're looking hot. You know, like that's, I don't know about that. That's
no,
that's no good. But going back to Natalie, she's so funny and so great and has such amazing energy and great personality, and I don't know, something. She's got balls too, you know what I mean? Like there's something.
She's not scared. That kid's never been scared.
Yeah, and she was awesome, and I'm so happy that she filled in. And it's a double-edged sword though, because she was so good that I can rely on her when I just can't seem to make it. Like, Nat, take over.
Can she then step in on sibling revelry and unconsciously, ceremoniously uncoupled?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
She can just fill. How about Natalie just fills in for me with everything I do? I could be sick on the cleaning lady and she plays my part or what?
All of a sudden, there she is. What's your character's name?
Garrett Miller.
Garrett Miller. Oh my God. Oh, Garrett Miller, the FBI.
I never really said it, and I never really thought about the name. And then Garrett Miller.
Hi, Garrett Miller, FBI.
Yeah.
Opens badge, puts badge back into pocket.
Yeah.
Gets his haircut. I saw your haircut that you put up for the world with mm-hmm. your salad getting clipped, and it was all over the floor. And now you're all, you look younger, yet I think your hairline is really receding.
Yeah, it might be.
There's a lot of forehead, a lot more forehead than I'm used to seeing with you.
You know,
says the guy who's had 9 hair transplant surgeries getting another one. I'm getting another hair transplant at the end of July.
Are you really? Why? But hold on, before we go into that, I don't think you're wrong. Okay, I really don't. I think there is some recession. The forehead does seem to be getting bigger. And I've been noticing that. And
ever since Biden got elected, there's been a recession.
Every man's hairline is receding.
Just gone back a little bit. Gas prices are up, and their frontal hair creep is going backward.
You know, I'm not afraid to do a lot of things. I put a laser on my face, you know, a little Botox, a little this. I'm not afraid of it, right? There's something that scares me about actually going in there and maybe filling that out a little bit. I don't know why.
Not now. It's 8, 5, 10 years ago. Yeah, not now. They can take your beard.
Yeah,
you can take your ass hair. We've already gone through this with Dr. Mohammed.
Yeah.
I'm going back July 27th. I'm going to get the back of my hair filled in, like the crown, which is massive, and some frontal pieces too.
Well, wait a minute. If they take hair from the back to fill in the top and front, where do they take it to fill in the back?
From the sides. From the sides. I've got a lot of hair coming in on the sides.
Okay.
And they can do beard hair. They could do ear hair. They can do doll hair. that can do whatever you want.
Wait a minute. But why do you feel like you need that? You feel like you just didn't get enough.
It's easy. If the procedure was like it was 10 years ago, no chance. I'm happy. I'm good. I achieved what I wanted to achieve. But since it's so simple and there's no recovery, why not?
But are you at the threshold of your last procedure? Are you fully
I think this is it. No, this
is it. Can I see? And like, yeah. I mean, it's definitely more hair. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you mean, though. Yeah.
Right in here. A little more. Yeah. Two more soldiers there, and then back here.
Yeah, hold on. Come on in.
Mr. Hudson, Garrett, we have your meal for you.
They didn't want to block it.
Oh, say again? Sorry.
Oh, Jeff was just wondering how much longer you're going to be here. They didn't want to block you.
Oh, okay. When do they plan on leaving?
They'd like to split up as soon as
you're done. This is real time shit. Can I have 10? Yes. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Well, here's the good thing.
Just for our audience, real quick, this is real time stuff, okay? Because I am in my trailer. I just finished the day and I'm doing this with Joe. But transportation, the people who, you know, move all the trailers and stuff to the next location, they're waiting on me to sort of get my trailer out of here to go to the next location for tomorrow. That's what just happened. I got a knock on the door by one of the guys saying, hey, you know what? It's time, you fucking actor.
What a great recap. This has been really well done.
Oh, thank you.
It's real time stuff. It's like you're covering the war in the Ukraine. Okay, here's what just happened. All right, I got a knock on the door. I open the door. They want me to move the trailer.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this short break with more Daddy Issues.
But here's the good thing. I'm in Tahoe at this event, at this golf event, which airs Friday, Saturday, Sunday on NBC. And now that I'm at ESPN, I still won't make it on TV, which is fine. But I feel good about my swing, feel better than I did this morning. I had nightmares about it all night. And I'm going to the mandatory players rules event, which is an hour. And I'm going to go with my phone, and I'm going to put little Josh to work. And I'm going to ask one question of whoever I see. And now that you're only on for another now 8 minutes, this is putting more pressure on me to actually do that. So who am I aiming for? I'm aiming for Colin Jost. I'm aiming for Brian Baumgartner. I'm aiming for Aaron Rodgers. I'm aiming for Steph Curry. I'm aiming for Travis Kelce. I'm aiming for Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, these type people. That's who I'm trying to get on today.
I love it. I mean, I maybe just ask, do you know who Oliver Hudson is? And give your reasoning why you think he has not been invited back to the Tahoe tournament. Because, come on, Tahoe, NBC. I'm a great golfer. I don't get invited anymore. I don't know what I did. Maybe you know what it is? I didn't go to the players' meetings that much. Maybe that's it.
Well, there are a couple people that I know of who are big names have been scrubbed from last year because they didn't play well with the sponsors and they told dirty jokes in their foursomes when they did play.
No way.
Yeah. One guy's in the Hall of Fame. I'm just going to say that. And he's not back. So you not going to events and not being like a good
soldier,
a good celebrity, that'll get you kicked out.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Whatever.
I get it. But you know, I did go to players' meetings, number one. Number two, I was always dealing with work and kids. So I have to come like last minute.
You're the only one. Nobody here has kids or work or anything else.
Kind of not. No.
Yeah. No, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe I care more about them than my kids and they care about their kids. I don't know. You know, I mean.
Oh, so you're calling Travis Kelce. Well, no. Miles Teller. Is he a dad? He's here.
No, I don't think he is. And if he is,
Colin Jost, calling him a bad dad.
Yeah. Well, will you maybe ask, why can't I come back?
I will ask. You know, I like you tightened up like that. I'm Oliver Hudson. I'm Garrett Miller.
Sorry.
What'd you have to say?
I don't know. The security guy. I don't understand. Like, I've been here for almost 2 years now, and it's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I'm Oliver Hudson. Like, I know you and your family. Like, I've had them over for like dinner. I'm like, what is going on? I've known you for a year now.
Yeah, I like that when they're like, hey, Oliver, have a great day on set. Do you have your badge? I need to see your badge. You know I'm in the show. I'm not there. It's in like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible with an Oliver Hudson mask on.
It's so true.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And who's trying to break into the set of the cleaning lady?
I don't know, but you're right. It's like, Oliver, hey, man, so good to see you. Like, how's the family? Oh, they're great, dude. Yeah, 4th of July was great. Like, miss your badge.
That happened here. The guy's like, hey, Mr. Buck, you're back. Hey, you know, how you playing? And then I couldn't get down to the hotel. Like, I'm staying at the hotel. Okay, yeah, you're not on the list. Okay, I'm playing in the event. Yep, I don't see your name here. I'm like, I wouldn't be here if I wasn't playing in this thing. I'm not trying to break into the Edgewood Tao Resort. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no. I think you should ask Steph Curry, you know, if he remembers me, number one, and then I say hi.
Okay.
I think you should talk to maybe some questions to be, you know, why do you think that Oliver hasn't been invited back here in 5 years? And then ask them if they've heard of daddy issues.
How about if I ask them to name, if they do know who you are, their favorite podcast that you're a host of?
That's good.
And see if daddy issues comes out.
Well, maybe we can also just get a poll of how many people think I should be invited back, and then we can send it in to whoever who's the main guy there.
John Miller from NBC.
Yeah, John Miller. It's funny because John Miller and I got along swimmingly. Like, we were always laughing and having fun. And Matt Haynes was the one who used to be, you know, putting it together. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
David Mueller's another guy. Hey, what was I just going to say? Damn it. So today I wasn't in the pro-am. I didn't get picked. I would have played.
Oh,
and
wow.
Smoltz and I played at another course about a half hour north of here a couple other guys. Clear Creek.
Oh, nice.
Beautiful.
It was
phenomenal. It was great. And as we were leaving, the head of membership comes up to me. I believe his name is Chris. And he goes, Daddy Issues, my favorite podcast.
No.
Yeah. So we have people in Iran, and we have the head of membership at Clear Creek in South Lake Tahoe, who are avid listeners. He said, my favorite episode of you guys was the one where you said it was the worst episode you ever had.
Oh, really?
I said, the one where we bitched and moaned the whole time about how irrelevant this podcast is. I love that one. That was great.
God, well, maybe we need to do more bad ones like this one.
I think this qualifies. He'll love this one.
It's a top fiver. How was your 4th of July, by the way? Did you do anything with the kids?
Yeah, we saw fireworks first time. Boys stayed up till 9:30. They'd never been up till 9:30. They saw fireworks. They didn't cry. I was really proud of them.
Wait, I just want to point out one thing real quick. I just want to point this out. Not only is with everything else going on, Joe is now also eating on the podcast, too. So we're just checking all the boxes. Just want to, yep, this is great. This is great content. Keep going. We love it.
Not only is he eating, but he's eating sunflower seeds. It's like,
and he's drooling them now.
You know what's great is we're so comfortable now that it doesn't even matter what the fuck is going on.
You're driving.
I'm driving. I'm in my car.
You're going to get arrested
right now.
You're going to get arrested. I'm eating sunflower seeds. So, I mean, sue me. He's driving and coughing.
Oh, my God. That's just too fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, people are going to freak out. Do you understand how social media works? Everybody's going to shame you. Even though they do it themselves, yeah. Everybody's going to shame you for doing this while you drive.
Oh, I don't care. I'm looking at the road. My phone is like, you know, down here. Whatever. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm doing it for the kids, man. I'm doing it for the fans.
I mean, you're being driven. Let's be honest. You're being driven, right? You're not actually driving, right? Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, your arm is up on the headrest of the driver in front of you, and you're in a three-row SUV.
Yes. You're exactly. You're spot on, buddy.
Right. So anybody who has any issue with Oliver, he's not driving right now. Is this the definition of gaslighting? Now you blew it.
We'll even put this as a clip.
No, we will not. You're going to get canceled.
Imagine if I got canceled for driving while doing a podcast.
Boy, you will. So this is all unusable shit.
No, it's not, because the phone is actually attached to a device where I can drive hands-free, you know what I mean?
Look at the road. In all honesty, James Corden has made a living on Carpool Karaoke, where he's driving and doing FaceTime with people in his car. I mean, how does that happen? So anybody who has an issue with this, you can tag James Corden at the Late Late Show.
Not only that, but you know, Jerry Seinfeld too, and comedians in cars with coffee or whatever.
Garrett Miller in cars doing podcasts.
Maybe that's our new like niche.
Yeah,
just do it from the cars
wherever we are.
But will you? I know you tried last year, but maybe try to get to the bottom of why I can't ever.
You couldn't be playing right now. You are working. You couldn't. It doesn't matter.
I understand that, but the invite would be nice.
So you just want to be able to say no? I can't. Like people that get invited to weddings, who people know can't come.
Right. Yeah, I guess. But it's been a while. It's been years, you know. It's been years.
You take things so personally. And by the way, when I don't call you back, you have taken on my personality, because you get really chippy when I don't call you right back.
Well, there's just been a few times.
You text Michelle. You're like, what's wrong with Joe? What's wrong with Joe? He doesn't call me back.
I literally texted Michelle and said, is he okay? Like, you know, are you alive? Are you okay? I don't know whether you're depressed, you know, and I don't know. You don't want to hurt yourself or anything.
You want to see the first thing I did when I got to Tahoe?
Yes.
Look.
Oh.
I went to a liquor store, and in my golf bag will be my Contigo.
Yep.
Tequila.
Did you play with it today?
No. We got drinks at the turn, and I've started playing brilliantly. So that should tell me something.
We talked about this off the air. Every golfer can relate. I think you need to, in the morning, even if it's 8 a.m. tee time, bring that with you. Range, warm up. Take a few sips, you know, 15, 20 minutes before tee off. Get it down a little bit.
Just as a trigger. Yeah.
Yeah, and then boom, you relax into a little bubble. Then you're good. Then you're good.
You really look Hollywood right now.
I feel Hollywood. Hey, do you know who you're playing with?
Nope. I'll find that out in 1 hour when I'm walking around like a pest going, hi. Joe Buck with Daddy Issues. I have a question for you, Colin Jost.
Oh, God. I know. Well, if it feels weird, don't do it. I don't want to put you in an embarrassing, compromising situation.
Well, I'll do it with Johnny. Brian Baumgartner from The Office, because I just did his podcast, so he owes me.
Just ask about Cameo. You know, that was a good, that's a good question. Like, why is it true you make $3 million doing Cameo? And then how come, you know, how come Oliver makes like no, how come Oliver makes no money?
Right. I have a correlation there, but I won't do it because then I'm going back on something I said I wouldn't do regarding this podcast. But
okay.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah, what is it? Can't see. 5:15. Yeah, I got a minute. I mean, while you're being driven in your car. How far away from your set is your house?
It's about 15 minutes. 15 minutes. But while I'm I'm here, normally I have a day off tomorrow. Normally I go home and I make a cocktail and, you know, but I'm deciding not to drink while I'm in Albuquerque. So I'm going to go home and I'm going to go play basketball. I'm going to go find a gym and go play some hoop.
Oh,
got to live a clean life. You know,
yeah. I talked about this with my guy that I brought here last night. Here's what I don't get. And maybe maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree here. But for people who consider themselves quote unquote sober, I know many people who consider themselves sober, yet they're stoned all day, do shrooms and other things. So
yes,
that to me, so you're basic, you didn't take a drink. Great. Good for you. You stop that, but you're still living in an altered state. You're not living in the way you woke up. You're adjusting your mood with drugs. So am I supposed to applaud that, or you tell me?
Well, no, yes, because for me, you know, I don't wake up and smoke weed all day. Like I'll get high at night, watch some TV or a movie or whatever. Drinking leads to smoking cigarettes, you know, and then I'm drinking 5-6 drinks and I've had a half a pack of cigarettes by 8 o'clock. And it just feels like shit and you feel unhealthy and you wake up and you don't feel good. You know, if you smoke a little weed, you go to bed and you wake up, you feel good and you have your day. Doesn't mean you're okay, living.
But do you think do you think somebody who stopped drinking, but does all the other stuff is quote unquote sober?
No, I don't.
Okay.
They're not sober. No, they're not sober. I wouldn't call them sober. But I think people can, you know, and I only speak of this from people who I know who are actually addicts who have, you know, been through the system and have really fucked themselves up and had to pull themselves out of a really dark hole. And they were totally sober for years and years, and now they smoke weed. They're not sober and they don't call themselves sober. You know, they do recognize that. But at the same time, they're not drinking. They're not shooting heroin. They're not doing coke. They're not doing those drugs anymore.
Yeah, great. And that's awesome.
Don't think they ever will, but that they'll smoke weed and they feel okay, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. It wouldn't be classified as sober. No way.
Okay. That's my only question. I'm not judging it because I don't know. But for somebody, I don't know, whatever. It doesn't matter. But we were just having that conversation last night.
Yeah, well, for me, it's the drinking and the smoking is what makes me feel like shit, you know. But I can get high and have a night and go to sleep and wake up and feel good. If I have 6 drinks and I have to wake up, I feel like shit. But if I smoke an entire joint by myself and just get super crazy high, then I wake up and I'm still fine. Fine, you know?
Right. Don't you run to the fridge then and start eating the Haagen-Dazs?
I had 2 ice cream sandwiches last night. And that was it. So I think I did okay.
Okay, but you have to limit yourself when you are.
That's hard.
"Quote unquote,"
it's hard.
Super high. I don't know when that word came into. That's like a new thing. Super. Like, I'm waiting for a president to say that, or like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The president of Ukraine. Or
we're super in need.
Right.
Super. I've always said super, like super high.
Yeah, I guess. But I feel like it's made its way across the country to the point where it just bugs me.
I know. Well, you get bugged by words and certain vernacular, you know. Like,
that's why you checked on me when I didn't call you or text you back.
Yeah.
You worry about my idiosyncratic ways with words and verbal crutches and the like.
I did.
If you're enjoying this episode of Daddy Issues, don't keep it to yourself. Please share the love and tell a friend about Daddy Issues, and go subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We beg you.
Stay tuned. You don't want to miss what's coming up right after the break.
Something was up with that. I don't know whether I was worried that you were upset with me about something and you were being
never.
Like a baby about it. And like,
No. If I was upset with you, I'm the opposite.
That's what I thought. And that's why I texted you like two times or three times, and I actually called you like three or four times and you didn't answer. And that's so unlike you. I was thinking, oh, is something wrong? Like, is Joe okay? And that's why I hit up Michelle. And I said,
I know
Joe,
that made
okay.
me feel good, actually, that you cared, that you bothered to even reach out to a third party to see if I was still breathing.
I did. And then she played it off like that you weren't and this and that. And I'm like, what? And then, of course,
would you have been relieved? Let's say something did tragic happen to me. Super tragic. Geez. Something super tragic.
Like you died?
Would you have been super relieved or mildly relieved that we didn't have... You wouldn't have had to do three podcasts in 1 week?
I think after I got over the initial shock, then there would be a little bit of relief.
Okay. That's fair.
You know,
I'm glad you're
not honest. Immediately. Not immediately. I would immediately.
Would you come to St. Louis for my funeral?
Yes. I would, depending on what time of year it was, but I'd really try to make it.
Okay.
Would you
bring a recorder and go around to the people in the church or at the ceremony and ask questions like I'm about to for the betterment of our podcast to maybe get sound for sibling revelry or unserendipitously coupled?
Yes, I for sure would. Because I know that would be one of your last wishes, you know, is to get all that on the podcast. So that's right. What I would do, you know.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think if Michelle called me and said, okay, you know, so the funeral is June 18th and this and this and that, and I was like, oh shit, like I'm not gonna be in town, like I can't make it, can we move the funeral, do you think that she would move it for me?
What would be happening with my carcass at that point? Would I be embalmed?
Yeah, you're in the cooler and, you know, you're fine. But I couldn't make it to the funeral because I got to go to Cabo playing in the member guest, you know, with...
with who? Who would be your host?
Oh, probably...
Simon? David Simon?
No, it wouldn't be David Simon. I don't know. Maybe one of the Vaughn brothers or something.
Okay. Stephen Summers, maybe? Yeah. Maybe you guys would win the whole thing.
Right. So if I'm like, Michelle, I'm in Cabo. I'm actually at your place because Joe, before he died, said I could use it, you know, anytime I wanted. So I'm here. And can we move the funeral? Because it's right during Pins and Fins.
Just 1 week. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. I think she'd do it.
You have a really inflated sense of self-worth. You know that?
Oh,
super
God.
Inflated.
I wish it was super inflated. That,
no,
that's
just
my
for where
issue,
you sit
my
in my
life. Self-worth.
No, that's just for where you sit in my life, not in general, as you're acting across from all these stars that you act with.
Got it.
Do you want me to put in a good word with Miles Teller for your career and if he has a project coming up or something that you could play his dad or
Let me know. Let me know if anything can come about, you know.
Just
say to him, say, look, I saw you in Top Gun and I thought you were great, but you know, Glenn Powell should have played your part. I dare you to say that.
I'll do it into my phone with him standing there.
I dare you to do that. That's funny.
All of a sudden, I'm like triumph the insult.
Yeah, triumph
dog or the what triumph the insult dog? What's his proper name?
That's it. You just said it. Triumph the comic insult dog, I think, right?
Something. It's messed up. It's something like that. But if I just went around in this room and I'm like, hey, Travis Kelce, how you doing? In my phone, I'm like, what the fuck? Travis, I have a question for you. Tyreek Hill's no longer on your team. Did you like him? Was he a pain in the ass?
Do you want to poop on him?
Now that he's a dolphin, do you want to poop on me? Miles Teller. Alan Jost. Your jokes are so funny for me to poop on.
Do you poop on Scarlett?
No. You always take it one notch too far.
Hey, do you want to be cremated or buried?
I don't care. I want my organs harvested. I want my brain studied. I want my organs donated. And the rest of it, you can, you know, wear. You can wear as a suit. You can crawl inside me and play in the member guest as me.
That's a good idea.
Just with my shell around you.
That's a good idea.
I've always wanted to play left-handed.
Yeah, we could just skin you and then just preserve you.
Do something like a shadow boxing, like a shadow box of me.
Yeah.
And when you want, you just pull it out of the shadow box. And why isn't that a thing? Why could I? Is that too morbid? I mean, people are so fucking weird in the general population. I'm surprised that nobody's developed something where you could just basically pop somebody's skin off and fucking wear it. It's like, I'm going as my dad to opening day.
Yeah. I guess you'd have to find a doctor who is willing to sort of do that, or you couldn't even
use a doctor. Are you kidding me? You can find a doctor to do anything. You can find anybody to do anything in this world.
Craigslist? You probably need a taxidermist. Someone who knows how to skin properly, or you know, just doing a taxidermy of you, like it's amazingly real looking, but it's not wax; it's actually using your skin and your hair.
You know, after my ninth hair transplant surgery. Yeah, no, I think that's good. And would you have me in a pose? Would you put a mic in my hand?
Oh yeah. Yeah, probably probably one of your suits, and then, you know, that's what you and Troy should do. Like, you should just agree that when you're both gone, they'll just put you next to each other like that.
Right. In some stadium, at Cowboys AT&T Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like making an exhibit, turn it into a moneymaker, and have the money go to the Unceremoniously Coupled podcast.
Yeah, it's a thing where you can actually step into the skin of Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. It's like you can actually walk in and like put yourself in, like, oh my god, and take a picture.
Oh my god, this is the worst, weirdest podcast of all time.
I know,
but at least now my wishes are known, so it's out there for everybody in Iran, Iraq.
Yeah.
Australia, all these different. Yep. I mean, it's, you know what's going to happen with Josh and his birds. He's going to. Josh has a bird suit somewhere.
No, for sure.
I don't have a bird suit somewhere, actually.
Well, you send me your measurements and you will.
Perfect. I can't wait.
It's good. It's a good Christmas gift.
I mean, how you don't go as a fucking parrot for every Halloween, I don't get.
No, I should go as a pirate.
You should go as a pirate.
With the birds
all over you.
No. You should go as a parrot. No, you go as a parrot, but you wear a pirate on your shoulder.
That's perfect. That's what I'll do.
Dude, that's amazing. You get an amazing parrot costume, but then you have a little pirate on your shoulder that talks to you.
Yep, that sounds good.
Like a bobblehead. God, we're just making, what'd they rent you? What Fox, what do you got? A little Chrysler? What is that?
No, it's a little Cadillac.
You know, it's a little Escalade. Nice,
yeah, it's a nice little rig. You know, they don't rent it. I pay for it. Like the way it works when you're out of town is they give you some sum of money when you're working out of town. They say, okay, go ahead. Now you have to pay for your apartment. You pay for your house or whatever. You pay for your car and your flights and all that. So they give you a chunk of change. And if you wanted to live like on the street and just save your money, great. If you want to live in a huge mansion, great, whatever. So it's up to you to budget yourself accordingly.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I'm finally learning about balancing a checkbook.
So do you think you're winning on that exchange, or between the house, the car, the flying back and forth, the gas money with prices where they are you taking a bit of a bath?
No, I'm pretty much breaking even. So I bought a couple houses here last season for investment. I'm living in one right now. The shell of my house right there. And so I think I'd maybe make a little bit of money, or I'll break even, you know?
Yeah.
Probably break even is my guess.
Was that Adobe? What is that?
Nah, you know what? I'm losing money. I think I'll be losing money.
Is that house made out of bone?
Yes, it is. It's an Adobe house. It's an old New Mexican style house. You know,
do you have a pool?
It's pretty cool. I have a pool in the back. Yeah, a little pool. Nice little deck. It's fun. It's good.
What if you get sunburned?
It would be bad. You know, and then they got to do makeup and it looks stupid.
Do I need to send you a huge floppy hat?
No, because I'm very cognizant about my skin these days, because I did this laser on my face. So I want to make sure that I'm protected from the sun. So I put a lot of sunblock on now.
Your forehead looks good. Let me see you scrunch it up. Let me see some lines. Yeah. Yeah. No. There's been work there. There's where you need the Botox.
No, dude, I gotta still have man stuff going on.
You don't want to be waxish. You don't want to look like a Bond villain, like a waxy, just washed out perfect face.
Yeah. No, I mean, I really
Mr. Bond,
like Wayne Newton. I go into the doctor, I'm like, I want the Wayne Newton look, you know.
Give me the Newton.
Give me the Newton.
Well, we haven't done that for years. Okay, I want it.
Like, it's too dangerous, man.
No, I don't care. I'm going for younger goals.
Like, we haven't done one of these since 1968.
But it's that technology. 68 right. Technology.
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We're going to burn the dead skin off your face first with fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, essentially, those, like, when you get too much plastic surgery, people look like burn victims. I mean, that's what they look like.
Yeah, it's that, and people get addicted to that. Like, I was addicted to hair transplant surgeries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a girl who works on the show here, and then Aaron has a good friend, you know, who are like, but admittedly, they're like, oh, freeze me up. Freeze my whole face. I want to look frozen. Ugh. Like, they like that, you know?
And well, I have a good friend. I have a good friend who has a sister who works in a plastic surgery office, and their holiday bonus every year was the doctor would perform a procedure on them. And this guy shows up at Christmas and he didn't recognize his own sister. And his line to his sister was, just because the doctor will give you a free treatment every year doesn't mean you have to do a treatment every year because you look crazy. And yeah, I think sometimes you go to the New York Post app, my favorite place, and you can see one story after another of these people that become, it's like you talk about body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Like, how do they look in the mirror and go, yep, I need another one?
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I think there's a rabbit hole effect to it. I mean, you've taken part of that. Like, you have had multiple transplants where you could have just been like, you know what, fuck it. But you're like, I need more. It needs to be better. I need this. I need that.
But I've done nothing to my face. I know that's hard to believe. Done nothing to my face.
Well, you look great. You look great. Now, that's next.
No.
That's next.
I don't think so. I've had Botox in my head for migraines. I'm sure we've talked.
No, but you just do laser. You don't have to do Botox, but you just smooth your skin out. There's nothing invasive about it. It's just making your body, your skin stimulate more collagen. It does it itself. And then all of a sudden.
Taking collagen. Look, right here. Collagen.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Now just shoot that all over your face.
Goodbye. I'm leaving. I got to go to a rules meeting. It's gonna be super fun.
Okay, that's all right. You go to the rules meeting, but if you can get some good sound bites. But I would really like to know if you talked to Miller or whatever. Did I do anything wrong? You know, and if I did, fine. I just want to know what the fuck is up.
Well, maybe your star has fallen, and that's what the cleaning lady is for. Garrett Miller will bring you back. You have to play as Garrett Miller.
That's fine. I will. I'll bring like an FBI badge and like a gun. But I didn't do anything wrong other than maybe not going. Cause sometimes I'd be like, I can't make it. I can't make it a couple years in a row because I was working. So maybe that's it, you know, but I'm a great addition to that fucking tournament. I mean,
they're right there. You're throwing profanity in there. You're getting mad about it. They don't want to hear that.
Oh, Christ. All right. Say hi to Barkley for me.
Have fun at, by the way, Barkley, I don't think goes to this, the mandatory players meeting. Have fun finding a pickup basketball game.
Thank you. And then, you know, hit me up afterwards when you're like in bed or whatever. I want to hear how the whole thing went.
Okay. I will.
All right. I love
Goodbye.
You.
You're the best. It's nice to be back. All right.
Yeah, thanks. It's good to be home.
Okay.
So I'm here with Brian Baumgartner of your favorite TV show, The Office, and an excellent golfer and a wonderful human. Has a podcast called
Off the Beat. Off the Beat.
Off the Beat, which I've done. It's a phenomenal episode. But Oliver Hudson has asked me to ask you the question, how can he be more successful at Cameo? You're like the Cameo king. He's tried. He's made like 15 grand in over a year. Not worth his time in his life because he's rolling elsewhere. How can he possibly become a better Cameo person?
Well, listen, you know, a lot of people think that it's about, you know, a personal interaction with people. It's really about sexiness, right? So what he needs to do is spend a little more time in the gym, okay? A little more time. I'm not going to use the words, plastic surgery, but I think, you know, there's a lot of things that he could do. By the way, also a haircut. Let's be clear. Let's be clear.
Couldn't agree more.
He needs a haircut for sure.
How about bathing?
Bait?
You're a Hollywood guy. You're an actor guy. A lot of actor people I've been around don't really, they're unkempt.
They're unkempt. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Joe. You're not smelled through Cameo. That's not a function of.
It's not like a scratch and sniff.
There is, thankfully, there is no scratch and sniff. But yeah, I think that's the thing. But on a slightly more serious note, here's the deal. Here's how I view Cameo. This is not about me. And maybe Oliver is thinking it's a little bit too much about him.
Yes.
Yes. Here's what it is. For me, this is how I view it. It is a personal connection that two people want to make with each other. I'm irrelevant in this equation. It's a father and a daughter who's away at college, or, you know, brother and sister, or whatever, that they want a connection. And they had a connection watching The Office, and that makes them feel good. And so one person is gifting me, but truly the connection is about them. So maybe Oliver just needs to make it a little bit less about him.
You don't do a podcast with Oliver. I do a podcast with Oliver. I think truer words have never been spoken. But the last thing I want to ask you is, do you think you've rectified through Cameo relationships? Have you unfractured families? Have you brought a father and son together? Do you ever get follow-up? Hey, Brian, I can't begin to tell you how much your Cameo meant. Or is it just one and done?
I will tell you, there is quite a bit of messages after the fact. I have actually received a bunch of requests for people who have a fractured relationship. Now, I don't know ever what the situation is or how bad the offense might have been that caused the fracture. So that's always slightly awkward for me, which is like, hey, Dad's reaching out and, you know, wants you to forgive him. And I always say, like, listen, he's come to a great guy to try to bring you back together. I don't know what he did. So if he did something too bad, I don't know. But I will say this, Joe. I believe, I have not done the research. I believe that of living humans on the planet, I have successfully proposed to more women than anyone else on the planet. Think about that. I have proposed to women who have, I'm assuming, said yes.
In your mind. I mean, there could be no's.
There could be no's, but if there are yeses, we're up to triple digits.
All right, last question. How many are in your inbox right now?
I think 47.
47 cameos at a rate of?
I don't remember.
It's all about making connections. He feels bad. It's about connections.
It's all about making
connections. This is bullshit. This is about commerce.
It's about the connection between people. But I would continue this conversation because, you know, I really, truly like you. But I have to go do a few cameos that are expiring. So I'm sorry.
There you go. Brian Baumgartner. Make it less about yourself. Cut your fucking hair.
Listen to Daddy Issues on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daddy Issues is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia, produced by Margo Carmichael.
Sound engineering and editing by Josh Windisch.
Executive produced by Joe Bach, Oliver Hudson, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger.